I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Plan Commission to order. Mr. Fuchs, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor?
Here.
Commissioner Knippel?
Here.
Commissioner Ritter?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Commissioner Bennett?
Here.
Alderman Schmidt?
Present.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. Please rise, join with me in a pledge of allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Next item before us is a regular meeting of Thursday, February 20th, 2014. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. We do have four commissioners, so the here's for the record, Mr. Haley just walked in. So we have five. We have five commissioners, and we're taking up the minutes. And there has been a motion to approve. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item three, public hearings, business items. Item A, Creative Homes, Inc., rezoning a parcel for combination with property south of a parcel. Mr. Beal?
There is a public hearing on this. I can just briefly mention that there's maps up on the screen. The one on the left shows the sliver of land. That's the subject of the rezoning. The picture on the right is an aerial photograph of the area. That sliver of land is an outlot of an earlier CSM. It's under our understanding the applicant, property owner, Mr. Brisville, would like to add that land to the land immediately to the south, which he also owns, to create some additional lots in the future. That will be part of a future CSM that he has submitted for. And that CSM will also eventually be related to a subdivision plat in the future as well. But the first step that he's only willing to go through at this time is the rezoning for that sliver. It's currently zoned I-1, and it's proposed to be R-6. That's the zoning of the land immediately to the south.
That's the church?
Yes.
Faith Community Church?
Yes, but the land, the sliver of land is owned by Mr. Prisbillo.
Okay. Mr. Kaiser, Mr. Kaiser, did he pass away?
No, he's in La Crosse.
All right, you have a notice to read?
Yes.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 6, 2014 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Creative Homes, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone a certain parcel of land from I-1 Institutional District to R-6 Suburban Single Family Residence District for the property located at approximately 7901 West Imperial Drive.
All right, I'm going to open up item 3A for a public hearing. Are there any citizens or parties wishing to speak during the public hearing regarding item 3A, Creative Homes, Inc.? Ready? Yes, sir. If you could please state your name and address for the record.
011 Dusty, 8030 West Winston Way. I guess I'm not too sure when I look at that map. Is it the shaded area that's going to be rezoned, or the other two lots, or the whole section?
Shaded area.
Pardon?
The shaded area.
The shaded area?
Just the shaded area.
What is the other area?
It's the land that they want to add together in the future as part of the CSM.
I guess I'm kind of disappointed that somebody's coming in there and going to build homes, because I probably mentioned it to you. I thought that was a good spot for people like us to buy a park in there, you know? Build that as a park. They're going to develop homes in there. And besides, it's so close to that creek. And I don't know how far the floodplain is. If you stay 75 feet from that creek, that's the easement. And then there is the floodplain. And you know, there's a lot of water coming all the way from the other side of Loomis behind me. And that's going to add to some more disasters. And I don't know why we should be building more homes in that piece of property, because I feel that's either a park or a business property where you and I have discussed this part where houses should be built around 76th Street, on 76th. It's a business street. And that leads to some of the things that you want 70-30 and things like that, you know? That's kind of ridiculous. Thank you.
You're welcome. By the way, we don't submit the applications. The applicants do. Yes, sir, if you could please state your name and address to the record.
Jason Judkins, 7855 West Coventry Drive. Where is the additional development going to be?
Do you have the pointer? Show them
the... No, not the pointer. It's the land immediately to the south or below the gray shaded area. It's one lot right now.
Okay.
They're proposing in the future, maybe the near future, to split that land into two lots and add that gray area to that lot.
I would have to say the flooding issue along Imperial Drive is an issue that does flood currently, so I don't know what their issue, what they would be to address that would be my concern, since I do live right where it does flood.
Are you on the...
I'm on the corner of Imperial and Coventry there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's where Bruce lives, isn't it? Mr. Konecki? Oh, how can I forget that? Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing?
Nicole Watson. I am actually representing Creative Homes on behalf of Rick Prisbella. He is unfortunately not able to be here this evening because he's in some nice warmer weather. I would just like to add that that sliver of land when the church was built was given to Tom Kaiser as part of the purchase. There was a road that was abandoned, I believe. So I just want to make note that, you know, we as the developer would be making any efforts to make sure that all the drainage would be obviously proper and it would be done correctly. So it's just a very small sliver that would be added to everything that is zoned residential currently.
Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing?
Want me to speak again?
I just thought your ears might perk up when she said the road that was abandoned.
You know, we got all kinds of problems in that area. You took away Southview. That's been blocked. And I've asked you to put that road through. You're putting Evergreen Extension. I don't know who's paying for that. When the Faith Church built that church in that area, they moved it about 5-10 times, and now it's against somebody's property that's illegal. And when they put that road in, that Faith Road in, they didn't put any sewer or water or gas in there. They permitted them to put that road in there and didn't allow or didn't require them to do all that in any other subdivision that would have been a requirement. I can go on and on with this thing. It's a disaster in my neighborhood, and I think we need something like a park in there first.
Okay. Thank you. That's what the reason for public hearings is. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Going once. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? You want some help with that microphone?
My name is Laurel Woodward, and we live right next to those lots. Ours is the first house. We love it open, but I would rather see housing development than a park. I don't want it to be industrial, for sure. And as far as the water situation, we've lived there over 20 years. We've seen some water come up, but it's never bothered our house. And I don't think it would bother homes that would be built there.
Okay.
Now, if there's more development around there, I don't know what that would do to the creek. I have no idea. But it is what it is, and I can't see keeping that little strip industrial. And that's the purpose of this meeting, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It's the time to speak. Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? there anyone else wishing to speak during the public hearing? Going once, going twice. Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one coming forward, close the public hearing. And the Plan Commission does not have to vote tonight, but if they want to, there's a potential motion that I have. But Mr. Dietl, do you have anything else to add?
No, staff is recommending approval. We have seen the CSM that's in the works, and it makes sense. It gives more room to make a buildable lot. The lots are deep enough. Sewer pack has been out there. They had identified the wetlands and the environmental corridor. We have FEMA floodplain mapping for this area. There is enough buildable land for these lots.
How does this affect the 70-30?
It would not help us achieve the 70-30, but at this point it's only two lots.
I guess I would ask how, given that the number one priority in the city is the 70-30, you're recommending approval. How is that possible?
The majority of this land is already zoned for residential and has been planned for residential in the old plans as well.
Okay. But this is going to be building single-family homes in the Franklin School District, right?
Yeah.
Question?
Yes.
Does this comply with our comprehensive master plan?
We believe it is. We did not make... It is a rezoning. The maps do show that this area would be institutional, but because it was so small and those boundaries are intended to be approximate, we didn't think it was necessary to amend the plan. And so it is only a tenth of an acre in size, so we didn't ask that plan.
Mr. Bennett?
Yes, and I recall when Faith Community Church came in for the rezoning and were approved, the part of the agreement was that they, with Mr. Kaiser, who was a budding property owner, that this land would be sold eventually to the two properties, or to the property to the south, so that could be divided into two lots. And you know, that's been a long-standing approval when Faith Community Church was approved. And it would not have affected one way or another whether Imperial Drive would have gone through.
I know the developer is a quality developer. He's done some great projects in the city, and certainly has nothing to do with his proposals, but I don't know as later on when the council takes it up where I'm going to be on this issue, because I think the more we make exceptions on this, the farther we get away from the 70-30 and the goal. And school taxes, from what I understand, are pretty high now. This doesn't help the situation. So, I'll reserve my vote to a later date.
Quite to the contrary, it does. School districts want growing enrollment. The thing that kills them is shrinking enrollment, because that affects then their revenue cap. So, we haven't had much in the way of revenue growth. The school district enrollment growth has been slight, but still, even a little bit of growth is better than shrinking from a tax burden point of view, because then the state cuts back. And that's the downside then of adding the non-residential property. The state would see the local district as having a higher level of wealth to support the number of students, and so the state would say, well, then you don't need as much state revenue, which means more of it goes on to the local property tax. So there's nothing that's an unmixed blessing, I don't think. I mean, you got to, you know, kind of pick your choice here. But this is a residential area. It would be inappropriate to stick any non-residential active use in there, or certainly a commercial use or anything like that, in a spot like this. So, and it would be just two lots. I certainly support the, you know, the 70-30 goal, but that not at the expense of either, you know, denying people the opportunity for even minor amounts of residential development. And this is just infill where residential is the appropriate surrounding development. So I think this is appropriate to go ahead. If it was a substantial subdivision that was going to bring in lots of homes, well, then perhaps there might be some sort of argument to maybe aid against it. But the normal infill and vacant land, when it's surrounded by residential, this is not only not an unreasonable thing to do, it's an entirely reasonable thing to do here.
Well, not that we've ever disagreed, think we've talking apples and oranges with I'm talking the 70-30 goal city, the residential base versus commercial tax base, and I understand what you're saying. I totally understand, but that is the goal, and that's the number one goal in the city. And I'm just watching some things that are developing where we're all of a sudden saying, giving a lot of yeses to residential development within the Franklin School District. At the same time, we're arguing that, or there will be arguments that we need new business parks and we need more commercial centers. And so I also think that I'm leaving in a month. What I'm picking up is the parties are really, really going to go after the 70-30 goal. So maybe this is fair warning, shot across the bow. But again, I'll reserve to see what the Common Council wants to do with it. Mr. Prisbilla has done nothing but good in the city as far as I'm concerned. And Mr. Bennett is also correct. I was around, and Leroy will remind you that I was around on the decision for this, the church. And at that time, the land was set aside to be for residential development. But nonetheless. Okay, I do have any other discussion? No. I have a proposed motion. That would be a motion. Well, first of all, the Board of Plan Commission want to deal with this tonight. Be a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance to rezone a certain parcel of land from I-1 Institutional District to R-6 Suburban Single Family Residence District.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 5 ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item B, City of Franklin Pete Streets Connectivity Committee status report and ongoing recent current committee actions, considerations, and topics. Dukes?
There's nothing new to report this time.
I have something to report. I think I can talk about the meeting today, right? I met with the Parks Director from Milwaukee County today, had a very, very good discussion. In fact, Joel was in the discussion about trying to connect the Oak Leaf Bike Trail to the Hunger Task Force trails. And lo and behold, apparently all that's the woods and everything is in the Parks Department. So that's kind of a nice fit. And then trying to get that path so that it would cross the House of Correction property, go to the future Croatian fields, and then down to the Little League. So we had a very good discussion with him. And then we also talked about, it's all potential, you know, it's something about money, you need money to do these things. But looking at the Rock Sports Complex and trying to make connections to Whitnall Park, going kind of up the hill, if you can imagine that, where the ski hill is, or close to that path coming up there, going to over by Crystal Ridge Drive, going down Old Loomis Road, where there's a cul-de-sac at the end of it, maybe extending a path so it meets up with the Oak Leaf Bike Trail.
See, could you get a photo or map or something?
Yeah, that would be helpful. I had a discussion with him while you're doing that about, you know, this land that's over on 51st and Putes, and we've been trying to work on, so we're going to have some discussions about that with the group that's been trying to get something going there. And how do we turn this on? You know, degree or anything?
The red triangle here?
Yeah, just push it.
Just push it. Perfect.
Oh, I got it. Okay, well, that doesn't help.
Doesn't seem to want to open.
Oh. let's widen that one. Yeah, I think it's relatively important that we, if we can get it open. I think I've had discussions with three different parks directors or four parks directors regarding some of these topics. But for those of you who haven't met John Dargle, he's a new parks director. He's a very, very nice man, and you can see that he's extremely intelligent. Was trying to be as cooperative and working with us as humanly possible. Really nice. It was a very good meeting. It's the House of Correction.
Nope, you just expanded out from the
Where's
area.
That? What's that? Oh, that's the church.
Still
that's
the church. I need to go north.
Okay. Did you want it on the House of Correction or the?
Yeah,
the
Crystal
Reef. The Rock.
Oh, the Rock. I'm sorry. The Rock. It's really slow. Is that the bandwidth? Or?
He was having problems all night long.
Is he using his own computer? Or?
No, I'm using the wireless.
I think it's worth it. I can get Kevin and Jack to tell me if I'm right or wrong. See if I was awake during
See
the meeting.
See if you were paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, we're, as long as we were talking about bike paths and things like that, we were also talking about potential, you know, somewhere down the road, maybe exchange of properties to accomplish some things like parks. And,
it's been done for firehouses. Memory.
Was that the one on 60th?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Forgot all about that.
I've never seen it.
That's only because I wanted this to happen. Oh, there you go. Okay. There's the Rock. There's the chalet. Right?
Yep.
Hey, this doesn't look anything like what it does now. There's ball fields here and all that stuff. But, can you just expand it?
Go out one more?
No. Went the wrong way. Oh, that's fine, right there. Okay, so this is the parkway down in here for Windmill Park. And so the bike path would come in around here someplace, right?
Through the complex.
And it would hook up to Crystal Ridge Drive. Go down this way. And then right there's a cul-de-sac. Okay. You extend it about 100 yards, maybe even not that far, you're going to run right into the Oakleaf bike trail. So you would have this, and then it would connect that way through Whitmo Park as far as the continuation of the Oakleaf bike trail. And then it would go down 68th Street and cut over into the park, down by the lake.
You can see the Oakleaf trail in white on the right.
Here.
Yep.
So, coming across here, and then this would take you down to all the way down to Ryan Road, past the Walker County Sports Complex, and then on the other side of Ryan Road, we had some discussion about taking the path someday, if there's adequate funds and everything, and running the Oakleaf bike path on the other side of Ryan Road, all the way down to South County Line Road. So people would literally be able to go from, I don't know, Greenfield Park, get on the bike path over there, cut across Layton, take it all the way to South County Line Road. And then for those that wanted to go see a baseball game, maybe the stadium, maybe, over here, they'd be able to take the path off of Windmill Park, come right up here, or they could come from this direction over here, or they could come from that direction. And so might be a very beautiful thing, having all these bikes converging, go watch a baseball game or to go to an outdoor concert or something. So we had the discussion with the Milwaukee County Parks Director, and I think I said in the meeting today that trying to get a meeting with the Parks Director is almost as difficult as trying to get an audience with a Pope. So, but John, he spent a lot of time with us and listened to us. And then we talked about this Oak Leaf bike trail running through areas like 51st and Putes, which is everyone has heard repeatedly. And so we brought out that map from that civic group, and we shared that. And we talked about how we all can potentially work together on making some things a reality, including having a path go right through that park. So it was a very, very successful day. And if you would, Kevin, just tell him that I greatly appreciate that he took the time and that he listened in our previous meetings, and he was up on just about everything that we had talked about previously. So Franklin could be, well, kind of like the capital for biking and for paths and the connectivity and everything that we had always wanted to have. It's close. It's very close. So I think this would be the bike path come this way.
Right. That would come off the bend in the parkway across the river. We need to build a bridge, come up through the Rock Sports Complex, connect to Ryan Road, and then continue to the east through the dead end and back up to the parkway.
So pretty neat stuff. It'll be good for Jack and I when we're out during the day with our bicycles.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Anything else?
We'll be adjourned.
All right. There's a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, yes. Any further discussion?
We have no action on item B. Could we address that?
What was it?
No report on item B?
Yeah, no meeting tonight.
No subsequent meeting.
Okay. Make sure we didn't skip it.
Yeah, Nick said there was nothing to report.
Okay. All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.